Now kick him. Over to Burns. She fights for it with Poulin. Leaves it off for Brown. Brown looking for a centering pass. Getting her way is Bro. Skated around by Brown. Backhand to Myers. Coming in to help for Montreal's Deshane. Kick him in on her. Kick him. Plays catch with Myers. Shovel pass to Brown. Off the outside of the net. She recovers and looks for Watchorn at the point. Watchorn. Wines decides against it, gives it to Brown. Brown to Myers. Myers with the centering pass, getting a stick in there is Deshane. And Les Canadiens will clear with a minute 20 left on the power play for the Blades.
And that's the second quality opportunity on that short side blocker hand that Christina Brown has had that got shut down by Sydney Avison.
Now Les Canadiens are up to their old tricks against the Blades, pressuring during the power play. Bate actually skates it into her own zone to keep it away from the Blades, and Drew Burns is there to dispossess her as they fight forward in front of the Boston bench. Skating it in is Christina Brown. She's looking for help. Skates it through the corner and centering pass there. Crashing the net was Meg Myers, but Montreal gets a stick on it. Sent cross ice for Rougeau by Bate. Burns is back on her. 40 seconds left in the power play. Burns and Rougeau fight for it back behind the Boston net. Waiting up at the near side faceoff circle is Watchorn. Coming away with it is Christina Brown. Watchorn, out of the zone, receives the puck from Brown across the blue line. She holds as the Blades go off for a change. Instead, sends it into the chest of Blay. And the Blades will have to recover. Now Duncan attempting to send it in. Does so as Peroff taps it in for the Blades instead of trying to clear as planned. And we have 5 seconds left on the power play. Very, very good action here on the power play. And if you are not watching this game, this message is not for you because you're not watching. But man, you are missing an entertaining contest. 3:29 left in the second period. 1-0 Les Canadiens. And Mars Wine fires. Punched away by Genevieve Lacasse. Punched so hard that it went all the way out to center ice. The Bladies are feeling it right now. Chartrand into Deshane. She attempts the stick handle. It's dispossessed by the Blades. 4 Blades in the passing lanes. Tic-tac-toe by Les Canadiens. Bro attempts to send it in and goes right into the skates of Sadie St-Germain, who went down to block the shot. Now Deshane. Through to the near side face-off circle. Loses possession. Gains to the end. Shot saved by Lacasse. Marin right on the doorstep. Can't get a shot off. And the puck bounces to the near side corner. Controlled by Clement Hadra. Out to Bro. Bro's shot goes wide. Attempted to tip in by Deshane. Doesn't help. And it will be skated out by the Blades. Sadie St. Germain into the Montreal zone. Almost left the went into the Boston bench. And both teams will reset. Chartrand off to Shane, goes to Megan Shea, leaves off for Giannino. She crashes the net, but Avison gets a stick there first and prevents the breakaway opportunity. Keefe keeps it in for the Blades. Giving chase is Shea, but Chartrand will get there first with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the second period. Chartrand across the blue line. Claire St. Germain playing with Tara Watchorn on defense. Turned over directly to the stick of Keefe. Out of the Boston zone. Recovered now by Sherrard for Les Canadiens. Over to Amard along the near side. She skates across center ice and dumps into the Boston zone. Lacasse out of her net to play it. Chips it high off the glass for Watchorn. Shea is there to help. Watchorn, 3-on-2 for the Blades if they hurry. Goes off the stick of Giannino as the Blades opt to go off for a change instead. And the puck will be loose out into the neutral zone where it's recovered by Christina Brown. Now Burns. Up to DeMaisy. DeMaisy in on Avison. She has to stick it away as it went right, bounced right towards the crease. And it will be covered by Rougeau behind her own net. 1 minute, 15 seconds left in the second period as we'll have an icing call here. Les Canadiens have a 1-0 lead, but this is very entertaining action.